This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
And we are back with Keith Lockhart from The Pops. Good morning, Keith.
Hey. Hi, Carson. Hi, Kennedy. How
good
are you guys?
Good morning, sir.
Good. 30 years.
Oh.
30 years
he
at
says
The Pops.
Weekly.
And listen, well, there's a lot going on this season, including the celebration of your 30th. But I want to go back to the very beginning. And I don't know if I've asked you this before or not. What was the process of you... Do you interview for this job? You know, LinkedIn wasn't around. Did you send like a
CD?
Monster.com
and send in my stuff, you know?
Right.
No, I'll give you the truncated version
okay.
of it. John told them secretly.
John Williams,
that he
no was, big deal.
Sorry, yeah, just the John Williams.
John.
Yeah, my
basis.
Friend John.
In 1992, that he wouldn't be returning. It wasn't announced to public till 1993. So they started saying, wow, we have no idea what the line of succession is. They hadn't been thinking about it. So they sent people out far and wide. And my director of programming now, Dennis Alves, who is retiring this year, was sent out to see me work. I was working in Chicago with Chicago Symphony, which was, you know, a nice place to be working.
Right.
We met in October, November of 1992.
Okay.
And they sent out people in other directions, and they invited, and then I didn't hear anything for like 4 or 5
So
months.
Does he just show up in the stands to watch you,
no,
or does he take you out to dinner? Like, what are we doing?
A cup of coffee on, you know, Congress Street down there in Chicago. And not didn't hear anything for 3 or 4 months. And then I got a call saying, hey, would you come and be in the Pop spring season in 93?
Right.
And I did that. I thought it went pretty well. Didn't hear anything for 2 or 3 months. And then it was like one of those things, you know, the date thing when you go, is he going to text me?
Do I text him?
And then I came
How long do I wait to call?
I did a pair of concerts in September of 93, then didn't hear anything more. Then I did 2 pairs of concerts in the spring season in 94, and then I started hearing things.
Like two, it took
it
two,
two and
years?
Years? 2.5 years.
To get a job.
For 30, well, not
oh,
a bad
on.
Payoff.
What do you expect them to do? Just like run their finger down the white pages and go, how about this guy?
I mean, that's what they did with us.
Absolutely not. So how do you keep things fresh year after year? Like, what's your secret to trying to... I mean, there's things we all love, you know, like Christmas and this sort
well,
of thing.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's actually more of a challenge in the holidays because, of course, we're celebrating the same thing year after year, and to try to find a different nuance, a different direction to go each year. But in the spring, it's partly just what happens in pop culture, who rises to the top, who's interesting, what's going on, what people are talking about. All those things change. And I wouldn't say we're cutting edge, but we try to at least follow, you know, where the trends go. And I have a really good staff who comes in and says, hey, have you heard this person? Let's check this out.
I mean, Cynthia Erivo, not a bad grab.
No.
That's pretty cutting edge of pop culture.
culture
was,
of there.
Well, it was funny because, you know, every now and then it works just right. And this one, we've been talking about having her for and trying to have her for quite some time because she's a fantastic performer.
Yeah.
She just she didn't just appear in the last 6 months.
Right.
But we got this settled for her to start, and then the advertisement for Wicked started to go. It was a perfect storm. But an example, we have a great young artist, an internet sensation, singer-songwriter named Cody Fry, who is wonderful. I love his stuff. I had no idea who this was. It was sent to me by one of our staff people saying, you should check him out. And, you know, and I would, at these days, I'm just not internet savvy enough to know who is an internet sensation. But he's coming, joining us on May 28th. And that's, you know, so many of the people these days, it's about they've made their careers on the internet.
Right.
And with us, we're trying to get them to translate that to ticket sales, you know, butts and seats.
So, Keith, I don't know if you've heard, but you've been doing this for 30 years.
Really?
Yeah. And you always have
it just
these
sneaks up on you.
You always have these incredible guests every season.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, even though you're the maestro and you're cool, has there been a guest that came in that kind of like made you go,
Yeah, there have been a couple. Yeah, you know, the biggest, you know, you're right. I mean, I got to be cool about this. And I meet lots of famous people all the time. But I think the coolest person of all was Sondheim.
Oh, God.
Because
I don't know if I would have been able to speak.
Just getting to the first time I met him, I talked to him in his apartment in New York for a couple of hours. And I was just the whole time, Earth to Keith, I'm here in Stephen Sondheim's living room talking to Stephen Sondheim. That was pretty
looking
cool.
Like the pictures on the shelf.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's funny because as you pointed out with John, first name basis, John Williams, my predecessor, a colleague, is the kind of person that makes people do that. Of course, I was a little more of that at the beginning. I kind of got used to him now.
Right.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sure.
Okay, so there are a lot of big shows that are coming up this season. For tickets, you go to bostonpops.org, as you said, Cynthia Erivo, and then there's going to be a 30th anniversary concert that is happening.
But I don't know what's on that.
You don't?
It's a big secret. I've got to conduct it, but I don't know who's going to show up. It's kind of that grab bag thing. Music in the Cosmos with George Takei from Star Trek and our own Sonny Williams.
And Pride Night with Orville Peck. Let's go.
Yes, the masked
cowboy. I'm going to New York with my sister to see him do cabaret.
The production's incredible.
She
I
is
saw
the
it
hugest
London.
Fan.
It's really
I got
cool.
tickets on the stage. We're going.
Do you? I'm curious about that because do you have time to rehearse? Like with Cynthia Erivo coming in on Thursday night, do you get some time beforehand, or is it all you're sending?
We hit the ground running on Thursday morning. It's not like your high school band that rehearses for 3 months before the concert. We know our stuff. She knows her stuff, and it's my job on Thursday morning to bring those parts together. No pressure or anything, but
that is a lot of pressure.
Oh, thanks.
That is a
after
lot of
this
pressure.
Many years. I'll be able to muddle through.
I got you.
Does your rotator cuff hurt yet after 30 years of swinging
it does.
That thing?
It doesn't hurt as much as it used to because I've gotten smarter. But it's hurt for years. It's kind of like being a pitcher, except that everything you throw is nothing more than 50 miles an hour. So,
and we'll finish up with this. Speaking of baseball, I read an article in which magazine was it? Maybe the New Yorker or something like that, I believe. But they were saying that you had a chance to speak to the Red Sox
It was New York Times. It was,
New York Times.
Alex called me up. That's Alex Cora.
Go on ahead. I love this. Don't ever use last names
again. I got to pick up all these names you're dropping.
Yes, it's just frightening. Yes. He texted me last February, a year ago, and said, Keith, would you come down and talk to the team? I was like, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, we'll host you down here for as long as you want to be here, and I'd like to have you talk to the coaches, and I'd like to have you talk to the team. Because the two of us had been put together by Linda Henry to talk about leadership of elite athletes, for the musical athletes, in a seminar, and he liked it, and it was really cool. I expected, what are these gonna, there are they gonna, you know, dump my books in the hall? I mean, these are the jocks. I was
right.
They are, you know, they are so into it and in tune and asking questions back and all that, because they are that good that everybody's looking for that edge.
Right.
And they're like, maybe I can get it from that guy. Yeah, I get these connections. And there's a couple who are musicians.
Right.
Lucas Giolito was telling me about how he played French horn in high school.
That wild.
He said he eventually had to choose, you know, and decided he was better at one.
Wild.
He understood that the disciplines are similar when you get to that.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in. 30th anniversary happening this year. If you want tickets for any of the shows, go to bostonpops.org, bostonpops.org. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Good to see you, Keith. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads, we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.